Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to talk about the Pace Alliance's donation to the Pella Fire Department following the annual golf outing and the latest surrounding the local economy.
Well, Karen, you just presented a check to the Pella Fire Department as a benefit of your golf outing. First of all, let our listeners know how over the past couple of years, the Pace Alliance and this golf outing not only benefits your organization and your members, but you try to find a charitable cause. And this year, you're back with the Pella Fire Department.
We are. As you said, 4 years ago, we started partnering with public safety entities in the community that help our members, help the community. And we initially started with the fire department, and 4 years later, we're back now again with the fire department. We were so happy to partner with them. So part of the proceeds that we raise on the golf course during our golf outing, we split with, again, a public safety entity, and this year was the Pella Fire Department, to go towards equipment that can help make their jobs much easier.
Well, and this year's check, from what I remember, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, you've given so far.
It is. We had a great year of fundraising. Believe it or not, during these times, we were able to give them a check for $4,000, which will help buy them some equipment that they need.
Well, and what does that say about your membership to be able to dig out, you know, a little bit extra out of their pockets this year? And not only that, they got a chance to interact with some of the firefighters. It was kind of a give and take out there on the course.
It was. The firemen were out on the golf course helping raise those funds. And I think it just shows the support the community has for our public safety and what they do for the community in turn.
Well, and while I have you, I'll ask you just a little bit about where we are right now in regards to what you're hearing from those business partners, from those members about the status of the economy. Obviously, unemployment not as low as the record low we saw a year ago, but Marion County may be spared some of the worst from this coronavirus pandemic. What have you been hearing from our businesses about just where we are right now as we head into the fall?
Well, of course, it's not across the board, but we are hearing from many that they fared better than they thought they would. Recovery has actually been better than they thought. Still not, of course, back to levels of where it was pre-COVID, but overall, faring it pretty well. And that is thanks to the community for supporting those businesses, but also some of the projects or some of the items that during that time where people maybe had the option or the ability to do some of those projects and help support our businesses through that really did help.
And why is it so important to continue that as we head into the fall? I know Christmas season is going to be here before we know it. Fall is typically a very busy time again for a lot of our businesses. It may not be as busy this year. Why is it so important for us as residents to continue supporting them?
Well, we all have those businesses we know and love to support. So it's important to shop there so they can continue. But it's also our fellow neighbors, our family members, our friends who run these businesses. And of course, we want to help them out.
Again, another reason why we have you here is often we talk about what's happening development-wise, and people can go throughout this community, Karen, and see the housing go up and see a lot of businesses and new businesses that continue to open, including some restaurants here in town. From your perspective with Pace Alliance and your work in development, what are we seeing, generally speaking, with the community, and how are we continuing to progress despite all the challenges we had this year?
Well, I think our community does a fantastic job of planning for the future, and 3 or 4 years ago when our housing study came out, we really looked at what their needs were, not only with the housing, with the employees that were going to be coming in, and how could we fill that demand. So that occurred, that planning occurred a few years ago, and we can see some of the fruits of that study, and we'll continue. As far as new businesses, I think that just gives a great nod to our entrepreneurial spirit. We see a lot of people who have that drive and have that desire to own their own business. And as we know, small business is the backbone of our economy. So we are very happy that they chose to invest in Pella, and we're here to help support them.
Well, and I know one of the keys to development is population, and we're nearing the end of the census. And I know that maybe not necessarily from Pace itself, but one of the numbers you really watch is population and housing growth. How important is it for people here in this community who haven't filled it out to fill it out? And what are the benefits that you see from as a development corporation and from all of our corporations to have that accurate count?
Well, the census helps on many different fronts. It can help on policy at the federal level, at the state level, of where their funds are directed. But locally, Lastly, it definitely helps us in attracting businesses and attracting companies that want to be in a growing community, want to be in a growing area. So it's not just Pella's population. It is our entire area. So I would encourage everybody to fill that out because it has far more reaching benefits than just a number on a piece of paper or on the internet when you do the search.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.